We've got the power to win, power to rule. Come on, Port Adelaide aggression.
Well, plenty of folks have Port Adelaide playing off in the grand final this year, and we thought it'd be great to get their captain on, Travis Spoke, to have a look at the 2015 season. G'day, Travis. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Travis, I reckon most people watching Port Adelaide last year would appreciate the style of football you played. It's the most attractive kind of brand, I think, my personal opinion, last year. What's it like to play that brand of footy?
Oh, look, it's really enjoyable. I mean, as soon as Ken come in, he... You know, the most important thing is getting our defence right, and you know, once we've got that right, we want to play brave, exciting footy, and you know, it is really exciting to play that style, and certainly watching it back, you know, when you go in for your reviews and stuff like that, it is fun to watch. And look, we want to make footy fun, and you know, we want our fans to come out and enjoy the game, and they've certainly given us the feedback they've enjoyed it, and we certainly enjoy playing that way and putting on a show for them.
Trav, you mentioned the coach, Ken Hinckley. Does he give you free licence, you as captain and also the other players on the list, to express yourself, to do what comes naturally, or are you still pretty guarded and still pretty regimented in what you can and can't do on the field?
Oh, look, we've got you know, certain you know, things in place that we want to follow and make sure we get right, and that's where we think we'll win our games. And but he certainly backs our players in 100%. You know, if you know, certainly one that's probably copped a fair bit over Ken's time is Jasper Pittard, and but he backs him in more than anything. He, you know, he'll want him to take the game on. Polly's another one who's come in who just really takes the game on. You've got to let the natural flair go, and you know, those sort of players, they play their best footy when they just you know, don't think too much and just go out there and play. But we've certainly got structures in place that we need to follow, but as soon as we win the ball, we you know, you just got to take it on.
Travis, defeated West Coast by 40 points in the NAB Challenge, lost to the Tigers by 66, lost to Adelaide by 23. Was it mission accomplished for you guys with things you were trying to achieve in the practice matches?
Oh, look, certainly the results weren't you know, how we wanted them. You know, you want to go into games winning them, but you know, I think it was a great opportunity for our young kids to really, you know, go out there and play some senior footy, especially against a, you know, a pretty full strength Richmond side in the second week. And the result on the weekend, the way we played, probably wasn't up to where we wanted to be. But we certainly learned some lessons out of that, and we can take that into the Freo game round one. But, oh, look, I think overall our pre-season's been really good. I think we're in a great place and ready to go for round one. And really, we're just excited to start the season again, because it's been a pretty long wait since the prelim final against Hawthorn. We want to get on with that and look forward to a big season.
Did Darren Burgess flog you over the summer, or was it a pretty standard pre-season?
Oh, we took it to another level, and I mean, each year it just gets harder and harder, and I'm sure every club's like that. But look, we set out, you know, pretty much we spoke about after the Hawthorn game, we're in the room, so we've got to go harder again, we've got to improve again, because we just weren't good enough to get to the, you know, the final weekend in September. And you know, we set out to go to Dubai, and you know, that was harder, and you know, Burgo really put us through our paces, and you know, our times. You know, each player got a lot fitter, you know, during that period of time. And we set about, you know, fixing our, you know, structures and things like that over the pre-season. We've improved in that. So we're certainly in a good place to kick-start the season.
I'm interested in your thoughts, Travis. You mentioned there you've gone harder. But was it fitness or was it skill, or does one help the other that let you down last year?
Well, I certainly think, you know, the fitter you are, that your skills can improve. But there's certainly an element you've got to make sure you're doing your right amount of craft to get your skill level right. But, oh, look, I think in the end, you know, why we didn't make the grand final, we just simply weren't good enough. And, you know, their leaders stood up in certain periods of time. And, you know, that's something we took away from that game, that, you know, there was periods that we let ourselves down and you know, let the game go away from us too much. And that's certainly what we spoke about. And, you know, every team goes out to try and get fitter and improve their skills in pre-season. That's just what you do. But we're trying to understand that the areas that let us down last year in big moments.
John Butcher is one that really interests me, Trav. He's got enormous ability. He can take a really good mark. He kicks it horribly, but you can work on that. He kicked 5 on the weekend. How's he been? The last 12 months must have been frustrating for him. Is he going to be a regular, and is he one of those players that might even take the game by the scruff of the neck?
Oh, look, we certainly hope so. He's, his talent is fantastic. He's shown that he's capable of doing it. And, for Butch, he's probably last two or three pre-seasons, he hasn't probably done really over 50%. And that's probably what's hurt him the most. And this year's been, I think he's almost done 80 to 90% of pre-seasons. So that's certainly going to help him a lot. And, the way he played on the weekend, the way he read the ball and was able to clunk those marks is certainly one of his strengths. But as soon as the ball hits the ground as well, he's fantastic at putting pressure on and keeping the ball in the forward line. So we're certainly hoping that, that form can continue. But, it's only going to help with the rest of our forward line, helping him out, making sure that, we've got others down there we can kick to and certainly help him out in that area.
Travis, I love your CEO. I think we all do over here in Victoria. Keith Thomas, the way he speaks and talks so honestly about the football club. He came out recently and said that it's 50-50 for Ryder and Monfries. I'd love you to tell us how you think they're going, given the circumstances.
Yeah, look, I mean, we don't really know the outcome. I'm unsure of what's going to happen. I'm hoping that they'll be right to go. But, look, we don't speak too much about it. We know that they've got a lot going on, and especially Paddy only coming over this year, that he's obviously dealt with a fair bit over the last couple of years. We don't want to put too much pressure on them. We don't want to put too much of a burden and talk to them about it all the time, because I think that can really wear them down. But certainly we're there for them to talk to if they need to, and we're hoping that the outcome can be positive. But it's too hard to tell from here and what's going to happen, but they're going to be a huge part of our side, and hopefully we can get them back sooner than later.
Trev, tell me about Johan Wagner. How's he travelling?
Yeah, look, he's come in and fit in really well, and it's a funny one, coming from a TV show and coming straight into the show. But look, he's a great kid, and we're very lucky to have him. And he's pre-season again; it's been fantastic for a first year guy to come in.
Will he play?
He's shown some really positive signs, and I think being a rookie, it's always pretty tough to get a spot, but. The signs that he's shown that he can play and live up to the standards. So, his preseason was fantastic. He's fit enough. He's got the skills. And now it's just being able to understand what it's like to be at AFL level and the pressure and the heat when, you run out there. So, we're looking for him to hopefully sneak in the side, this year or next year.
Yeah, it's a good story. Just on the NAB challenge itself, is it a waste of time? I know you need practice matches, but do you think it'd be better having a final series like it used to be, so there is a bit more meaning and a bit more to it than what we've seen this year?
Yeah, look, it is a hard one. I mean, you don't want to have games where they're blowouts and one side's playing a full-strength side and one side's going in with a younger side. And I think it's beneficial for that side of things that, your younger guys can get used to the standard and what it actually takes to play at that level. But at the same time, you don't want to have blowouts in games. So it's probably a tough one that the AFL need to communicate with clubs and so we can get probably, a bit more even games. But I think, two games is certainly enough before the season starts. So I think most of our guys are feeling like they're ready to go, and most clubs will have an internal trial, whether it be a family day or get their fans out, and that's a practice match. And then, one or two games maximum, I think, would be pretty reasonable before the season starts.
Yeah, I'm with you. I reckon one or two is absolutely perfect. What about the injuries? Names like Hartlett, Wingard and Trengove currently on there. Are these boys going to be available soon?
Yeah, look, Hart is, he was pretty close to playing on the weekend. He's come back really strong, and he'll be right to go round one. Jacko's the same. I think he's... pretty close to probably playing a practice match this week. And Chaddy's coming along pretty well. He's probably the only one that's, will be pretty touch and go for round one. But we're hoping he can get up, because he's obviously a pretty important player in the side. But, those guys are tracking along really well, and hopefully they can sneak in for round one.
Trev, the big news over here in today's paper is about local footy clubs and ice and drugs being a part of it, and some coaches and officials being involved as well. As a captain of one of the AFL clubs, and your comments are heard and respected right across the land, how do you feel about it? How do you feel about that being infiltrated into the footy, and in particular through coaches and officials?
Yeah, well, that's the first I've heard of that story. I haven't heard of it over here yet. It's a bit takes about a couple of days for those stories.
You should get it by Thursday. It'll be front page Thursday.
Yeah, we're a little bit behind over here. But no, nah, look, there's no place for drugs in any sport, I don't think. I think we're very fortunate to be in a position where we're elite athletes, we're elite coaches, whatever it be. We're also role models for the community. So, look, my point of view and my personal opinion, I don't think there's any place for drugs at all in sport. And, I think the AFL's doing a great job to try and stamp it out. And, we want to make sure that we can represent our communities in the right way. And being elite athletes, that we need to set the right manner for these sort of people and, for these kids to look up and really idolise on the way we play footy and how we are as people as well. So there's certainly no place in sport in general for drugs, I don't think.
Yeah, we like hearing that from the captains in the AFL. The Sync Ports fixture to your phone, go to ecalworld.com or the Port Adelaide website. Travis, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Good luck in 2015. We love watching the club play.
Thanks very much, boys. Cheers.
Good on you. Travis spoke there. Now, some news. Richmond has elevated Kane Lambert off the rookie list for 2015. And Damien Hardwick will,
he'll be in the studio.
He'll be in the studio tomorrow, will he?
Yep, from 4 o'clock. So we've got Dimmer.
Dimmer's in tomorrow.
Dimmer's in with us from 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, sensational. I love Damien.
Of course.
He's a gun. Hey, your thoughts on Port? Where are they going to track this year?
Top four.
What chance playing off in October?
Very good chance. Very good chance. They're a quality side. They've got a lot of depth. And their brand of footy is now in another year. They're just going to get better. So
Ollie Wines,
and Sneaky Butcher, don't worry about little Sneaky. He can play the game. If he steps up with Schultz and Westhoff, all of a sudden they've got a three-prong attack that can cause some serious problems. I like them, and I like them a lot.
Hamish Hartlett, Robbie Gray.
Yep.
He's my Brownlow tip, Robbie Gray.
Is he? Once already, yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
You're tipping H for the Brownlow, are you?
Tipping H for the Brownlow.
If it gets official and you do that, I won't be able to look at you the same way again.
On Thursday, we're doing our ladders and we're doing our predictions for the year.
You're going to predict H to win the Brownlow?
I might. He'll be in the mix.